The Phoenix Endangered, Book 2 of The Enduring Flame, by Mercedes Lackey and James Mallory, narrated by William DeFreeze. Copyright 2008 by Mercedes Lackey and James Mallory. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Mercedes Lackey and James Mallory and Scoville, Chichek, Galen Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. In the moon turn of flowering, Harrier Gallane's best friend had cast his first spell of the high magic, something nobody in the Nine Cities had done in almost 1,000 years. Because of that, Tyrcell Rollfort had begun having visions of a mysterious lake of fire, and a fire woman who, though beautiful, was terrifying as well. Hoping to put an end to his visions, or at least get an explanation for them, Tyrcell went in search of a wild mage, since a millennium after the fall of the Undarkened there were no other mages that anyone knew of. And, of course, his best friend went with him. Harrier had known Tyrcell since they were both small children. Their friendship was a strong one, and Harrier was completely convinced, based on long experience, that Tyrcell would only get into trouble if he went anywhere by himself. As it turned out, he got into trouble even with Harrier there to try to talk sense into him, and the search for a wild mage led them both farther than either could ever have dreamed, into the veiled lands where the elves lived. There Tyrcell and Harrier met people who they had only known from wonder tales of the ancient time of mages.